Should it ever come to pass, a full-scale nuclear war between India and Pakistan could kill millions of people instantly. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Islamabad that most Pakistanis don't seem to have fully grasped that possibility.
4 years ago today, after Pakistan successfully detonated a nuclear device, celebrations broke out across the country. Pervez Hoodboy, a physicist at Qaid-e-Azam University in Islamabad, describes the scene.
There were poetry competitions and school children lined up to sing praises of nuclear weapons. There were special programs on television and so forth. So there was this mass exaltation which was orchestrated by the government. But yes, it's there in the society too.
And on the streets of Islamabad, that exultation is evident. Imran, a suit and tie businessman, isn't worried about the prospect of nuclear war.
Muslims don't fear anything. We are not afraid of anything. We are not afraid of India. We are ready for anything. If they are going to impose war on us, we are ready for that.
And if President Pervez Musharraf's Monday night address to the public was any gauge, nationalism is running high here. The national anthem was played immediately after the speech. Upon his sign-off, Musharraf raised his fist and declared that Pakistan will live forever. Polls here show Musharraf has overwhelming public support across the board. Khalid Mahmood is an analyst with the Institute for Regional Studies in Islamabad.
There is a limit to Pakistan's restraint. The Indians cannot bully us. They cannot browbeat us into submission. And the message for them is that we are quite capable of defending Pakistan.
I am afraid that people in this country do not know what nuclear war means.
Again, physicist Pervez Hoodboy.
Nuclear weapons are an abstraction to people. And that is why nobody is thinking of how will we supply the survivors with food and non-radioactive water? Where will we take the injured? These considerations are simply not part of the thinking.
And according to Ahmed Malik, a fellow at Islamabad's Policy Research Institute, the risk of a nuclear exchange is more than considerable.
That is the main problem of countries like us. We have the capabilities, but we don't have the accessories.
The key accessory Malik refers to is an early warning system. Unlike the United States and Russia, India and Pakistan do not maintain a so-called hotline that could warn the other side of a false alarm.
It will be probably 30 seconds that we'll know that we have to react, and even then we won't be sure if it's an intentional or accidentally launched. So basically, that's the whole problem.
Even worse, says Malik, Pakistan's nuclear arsenal is fairly decentralized. Several top military officials have control over small numbers of warheads. For its part, India doesn't even have a nuclear regulating authority. In the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, there are no public bomb shelters, and most people, like attorney Usmaele, haven't given it much thought until recently.
It's really scary just to think about it, and we're not prepared for that.
Still, most observers here remain confident in the deterrent concept of mutually assured destruction. Pakistan may not be prepared, they say, but surely neither is India. Guy Raz, NPR News, Islamabad.